Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It's Cook and Joe. Ron's still on vacation. He will be for the rest of the week. I'll be on vacation next week. I think Paul Zeiss might be in for both of us this Friday. That should be interesting. It always is when Paul's at the mic. I got to start with this today, Horse. The Jeremy Fowler Belfont snorkel that he gave the show yesterday continues. Still no word whatsoever. And I realize, believe me, that Jeremy is a busy man. There's no doubt about that.
Are we?
Yeah, exactly. We're busy too. Everybody's busy. Nobody's not busy. I'm as busy as him. I think you're busier than both of us combined. Like I said, I thought we had a very good relationship, Jeremy and I. It's not like we went out to dinner all the time or became the best of friends, but we did play basketball together. We would talk. He was around the Steelers. I was around the Steelers. We had some things in common. Hold on a second, Horse. I have a little bit of a something or other in my throat today, so I'm drinking tea with lemon. So I asked him to come on yesterday. Hey, what's up, Jeremy? You know, how you doing? Know you're busy. Got a few minutes tomorrow to talk about, I forget, what was, the Patrick Mahomes story was the big story. And he didn't even give me the runaround. He didn't even big time me through a text. He just gave me, he gave me the ultimate Belfont snorkel, which is no reply whatsoever and still none, Horse. I think this is the all-time snorkeling of this show. And I think he's a first ballot member, as I said yesterday, of the Belfont Snorkel Hall of Fame, at least as it relates to Cook and Joe. Is this unprecedented? Or you told me yesterday, I'm not going to name any names. You told me yesterday that a longtime friend of the show is suddenly snorkeling. Is that correct? Horse?
On the phone, sorry.
Horse is on the phone again. Is this unbelievable or what? The guy's busier than Jeremy Fowler and me put together. He told me yesterday, Horse did, that a longtime friend of the show has been dodging us, not even returning texts. I wonder what's happening here. Whether it's, well, I mean, it's probably Ron's fault in some way, shape, or form, but this one couldn't be. The Fowler one couldn't be. So these are matters we're going to pursue this week. Maybe the show needs a good feud. What if we started a feud, Cook and Joe, with Jeremy Fowler? That would be an unlikely feud.
I got Jared Diamond to call in.
Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal. He doesn't count, though, because he apologized profusely.
But because we ripped him on the air and started a feud with him, he called.
True. No, that's true. That's a good point. I went right back at him on Twitter. But I haven't done that with Fowler yet. I think I need to publicly call out Fowler today. That's going to happen. Maybe during the course of the show, and we'll see where it goes. We need a jump start here, Horse, and I think a feud might do it. Let's get to the Great Eight. We've got all kinds of things happening today. Is the show just called Joe, then? If there's no Cook on a given day, is it just Joe?
I would like to think it's Joe and Joe.
The Joe Show, I guess. We have Derek Shelton coming up at noon, Pirates manager. Plenty to talk about with him. Jay Caulfield, Ed Bouchette. Julius Page wants to weigh in on this DeSean Jackson matter. Brian Batko, 10:45. But We'll start with eight items, see if we can go down the field. 99 and a half yards in eight plays. I told you yesterday, this is number eight, that Patrick Mahomes, despite the figures that were out there in neon, $500 million potentially, actually in the end took one for the team. He could have gotten a lot more in guarantees. He could have gotten more, period. He could have tied his salary to rising salary cap in the league. Could have been the first guy to do that. He could have done a lot of things. He'll be okay. We know that. But he also, in the end, took one for the team, and he admitted as much yesterday. He basically said that, yes, I could have gotten more, could have been done differently. But he said he's, quote, chasing a dynasty after winning the Super Bowl last year. He said, not only does this contract give me the security I've always wanted, but it allows the team to be great throughout my entire career. I agree with him. I do. We mentioned it. The gambling money, the TV money, all three of those contracts, those billion-dollar contracts with three networks are up in 2022. Jerry Jones is on the record as saying the explosion in gambling will allow the NFL to increase those contracts by 50%. What do you see what the salary cap is, world pandemics notwithstanding, in 2023, for example? Wait till you see what it is, and you can be sure that quarterbacks between now and then, certainly between 24 and 25, around there, will surpass Patrick Mahomes. They just will. He tied himself to a single team for the rest of his career. Number seven, Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, continues to sound like he has grave concerns, maybe rightfully so, about whether this bubble in Orlando will work. He says he won't be surprised when they first come to Orlando and there's positive tests. Of course there will be, right? But then he says what would be most concerning is once players enter this campus and then go through our quarantine period, then if they were to test positive, we would know we'd be looking at an issue, in essence, a hole in our bubble. That would be very concerning. And that's what's happening with MLS right now in Orlando in a bubble. All hell's broken loose. I'm going to get to that in an item coming up. I think there is cause for Adam Silver to have concern. Number six, NFL Players Association told its board of player reps that the league has proposed placing a 35% escrow, 35% of player salaries in escrow to help manage the expected revenue losses this season. You can imagine how well that's going over with the players. Not very. Mark Maskey, Washington Post, who's always good on this stuff, says the escrow proposal would cut teams' player costs this season if revenues drop, as they surely will. It could also smooth over any major drop in next season's cap, but that doesn't necessarily make it palatable to the union and the agents, and they're not reacting favorably. He thinks ultimately it'll come down to those entities, players, agents, the union essentially, borrowing against future salary caps. So not giving up money now, but borrowing against 2022 and beyond. And that just makes sense. I think that's what that'll come to. But make no mistake, there's going to be issues here. Perhaps not on the level of Major League Baseball, but issues moving forward. Five, the end officially of Mike and Mike on ESPN. Now that ended as a duo a couple of years ago, really, but it looks like Mike Golic is going to be moving on here in one way or another. Golic and Wingo is no longer. Greenberg's going back to radio in addition to the show Get Up, which I think is a good show. I think he's good. I think that was a good show for a long time. I do. I think it was a good pairing. Sometimes there's just chemistry. Maybe it was a little vanilla at times. But I think it was a good mix, a good match for a long time, Mike and Mike. But as we saw with Malzi and I, sometimes we just have to move on, right? Sometimes we're forced to move on, right? Number four, Phillies infielder Scott Kingery had a battle with COVID. And, you know, some people will tell you, hey, how come we never talk about people, all the people with COVID who recover? Well, another thing we don't talk about a lot is all the people with COVID who don't die but who have major complications and who also have major battles on their hands that aren't really typical of the average flu. Kingery says, chills so bad I couldn't move, my whole body was shaking. A fever spiked so high that I sweated through my sheets. It left an imprint of my body. My fever broke on a Sunday morning. Felt better, but 3 or 4 days later, lost my sense of taste and smell for a few days. For a week, fatigued, shortness of breath for a whole week. I felt like I laid on the couch for 3 weeks without moving. I was tired just going up the stairs. He apparently is feeling better, although not 100%. Meanwhile, Eduardo Rodriguez for the Red Sox, scheduled to be their opening day starter, also has COVID-19, and he's feeling better, but not himself. So this in the wake of Freddie Freeman and others. So Major League Baseball, we'll see how they deal with positive tests and the effects thereof moving forward. But you can be sure that players note things like that as they decide whether to play or not. Nearly 2 months after their daughter was born, Usain Bolt and his girlfriend, Casey Bennett, perhaps have finally revealed the daughter's name. And Horse, if you're not on the phone, I'd love your opinion on this one. Olympia Lightning Bolt. What a name! Yes! That's better than Joe Kopp. You like
it? It's pretty classic.
Mm-hmm. I love that thing. That's better than Ron Cook Jr. Number two. Parents of college football players taking a stand, and it's about time. It's Chris Hinton and Maya Whitmore Hinton. You remember Chris Hinton from his NFL days, perhaps, as an offensive lineman, have launched, and their kid plays, I forget where, perhaps Texas A&M, somewhere like that. But bottom line is they're organizing a group called College Football Parents 24/7. Aiming to give parents a voice to, quote, address issues that deal with the well-being of our student-athletes. Yeah, this is a good time for that. Any time would have been a good time for that, because I don't trust the people in college sports for a second that they have kids' welfare in mind first before the almighty dollar, and especially at a time like this. So good for them. And number one, I mentioned MLS. Things not going especially well in the Orlando bubble for them. The first game of their comeback tournament, Nashville SC versus the Chicago Fire FC, was scheduled to take place on Wednesday, now being pushed back. Five Nashville players have tested positive after joining the MLS bubble in Orlando last week. Four other players have inconclusive results on their tests, awaiting further tests. This after FC Dallas had to withdraw from the competition completely on Monday after 10 players tested positive. Not to be the doom and gloom guy here, I'm just reporting what's happening. And you can understand why Adam Silver, as the NBA heads next into an Orlando bubble, would have some grave concerns here. Coming up, Brian Bacco is going to join me at 10:45 to talk about all this NFL stuff. Did I mention Al Oliver? I don't think I did. Scoop, the great Al Oliver, is going to join me at 11:45. We're coming up on the 50-year anniversary of Three River Stadium. I'm going to talk to him about that. And the Monday Night Football booth might have, well, it will have a couple new faces, but one of them, apparently, maybe, I find especially interesting. We'll talk about that next. It's The Joe Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.